Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Zayin. We're still holding way back on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. We're up to, I believe, Heichi Dami Bal Tshuva, about 7 lines into the wide lines on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and we're going to continue to discuss Tshuva, how to do Tshuva. The Gemara is going to talk about a Bal Tshuva Gemura, what makes a Bal Tshuva Gemura, whether it's best to cover up our Averos or to reveal our Averos, to share them with other people, whether Averos that we already were Misvada on in previous Yom Kippur, we should be Misvada again in the following Yom Kippur. The Gemara is going to talk about how very often when a person is put into a position of authority where people respect him, it's going to cause himself to sin, and various Eitzas that various Gedolei Yisrael did in order to maintain a sense of humility, even when put in positions of great kavod. The Gemara is going to discuss the difference between doing tshuva for mitzvos b'nan l'chavero and for mitzvos b'nan l'makom, and on the bottom page, Zayin Amin Aleph, we're going to have many details of mechila, of exactly the halachos of being mevakish mechila, of putting oneself in a position so that others can be, mevakish mechila, etc. We're probably not going to get too far into Pei Zayin Amin Beis, so we'll start now from Pei Vav Amin Beis, about 7-8 lines into the wide lines. Heichi Dami Bal Tshuva. After going through all of the different statements about Gedola Tshuva, the 8 different statements about how great Tshuva is, how powerful Tshuva is, so now we discuss what exactly is a Bal Tshuva. How does one define oneself as a Bal Tshuva? Some review the Kagon Shabbosel Yadu Dvar Avera. If a person has a Dvar Avera come up, Pam Rishonu Shniya V'Nitzal Imena, comes up once and twice, and he's saved from it, he doesn't violate the Avera, so that's a Bal Tshuva. Machvir Rav Yehuda Ba'usi Isha Ba'usu Perek Ba'usu Makom. But it has to be we're assuming that it was an Avera with a woman, so it has to be with the same woman in the same basic time period and the same place, and only then is he really considered a full-fledged Bal Tshuva. The Rimi L'Nil explains Pashtos that if the situation is a similar situation to the one that he was already nichshalin, and nevertheless he's kovish yisitzro, so clearly the cause for him to be kovish yisitzro is the fact that he did tshuva, because it's the same woman, so you can't say that it's because of a chashash that maybe she won't listen to him when he tries to seduce her. It's the same makom, so you can't say that it's a chashash of busha, so it has to be that it's tshuva that motivated him not to do the avera this time. In the Sefer Eini Yitzchak, he just points out, why does it have to dafka be the same makom? So he says that maybe the emphasis on same makom is not only the level of embarrassment that one has, that he wasn't embarrassed the first time, so it's not the embarrassment that's holding him back. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's that when a person doesn't have avera in a particular place, that place now has kochos hatumah, and it becomes that much more difficult for a person to overcome the avera in that place. So it's a real bal tshuva gemura, because the yetzer hara has now become greater, because that place is a place that's a place that's muchan leparanas, so to speak. It's muchan for him to stumble in such a place. Just like we have such a thing when it comes to kedusha, we believe that the reason the rishonim say the reason that Chazal insist that a person be koveh makom letfilaso is that a place where a person was mispalel takes on a certain sense of kedusha. Our history in a given place affects our ability to succeed in that place in the future. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami. Rav asked the following stira. Ksiv, on the one hand, the pasuk says, Ashrei nisui pesh ksuichata, that fortunate is one who covers up his averos. Ksiv, mechasip shav lo yatzliach. But then the pasuk says, someone who covers up his averos is not going to be matzliach, is not going to be successful. So which is it? Should a person cover up his averos, or should a person share his averos when he's as part of the tshuva process? Says Gemara, lo kasha. Habachet meforsam, habachet she'enu meforsam. It all depends if it's an avera that everybody knows about. If it's a chet meforsam, so then it's better for him to be embarrassed and let it be known to everybody else. But if it's a chet she'enu meforsam, it's better for him not to be megala the chet, as Rashi says, v'kavod Hashemu, she'kol ma'ashadam chote b'farhesya mi'ir kavod shemayimu. The more the chet becomes a chet b'farhesya, by one going and being mefarsim what he had done, that's memayit kavod shemayim, that takes away from the kavod shemayim. So you're making the avera worse by making it public when it was private. But if it already was a public avera, so you're not adding anything to the publicity of it, so then it's just a matter of suffering the embarrassment of having to express what Avera was done. So that's the difference, whether one should cover it up or not. Rav Zotcher bar Tovia, Rav Nachman, kan b'aver shmelam l'chavero, kan b'aver shmelam l'makom. No, the chiluk is different. When it comes to aver shmelam l'chavero, that's where a person has to be megala, so that, as Rashi points out, she'yivakshu mimenu she'imchalo, so that those other people who you are now informing about the avera that you had done to this other party will encourage him to be mochel you. They're going to see how badly you feel, and they're going to encourage the fellow who is wronged to be mochel you. But aver shmelam l'makom, then no one's encouraging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mochel you, nor does he need the encouragement. So you keep it quiet and you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be mochel. So which of these answers do we paskin? The Rif and the Rush bring only the second answer, the chiluk between Ben Adam l'Chavero and Ben Adam l'Makom. Lech Mishnah and the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Teshuva says that that it's a machlokas between the two answers, and it would turn out that according to the Rif and the Rush, the only kovea is whether it's Ben Adam l'Chavero Ben Adam l'Makom. Averos Ben Adam l'Chavero, you should be misvade berabim even in front of those who were not aware of that vera, so that you'll in order to achieve Tshuva Gemura, either so that, like Rashi says, they'll encourage the other fellow to be mochel, or maybe it's just to suffer the embarrassment of having to let everybody know about it. But aver shmelam l'makom, we're never mefarsim, even in front of those who already know about it, because it's always mimayit kvot shemayim to be mefarsim aver shmelam l'makom. That is how the Rif and the Rush seem to understand that it's a machlokas between the two answers, and you paskin like one or you paskin like the other, so they paskin like the second approach, that it's all tali and bedon l'chaver versus bedon l'makom. However, the Ravid in his Hasagos in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, assumes that there is no machlokas between these two answers of the Gemara. The second answer of the Gemara is only coming to be mima'it from the first answer. The first answer was that the whole chiluk is between Averim of Forsemes and Averim She'enim of Forsemes. That which we say in Averim She'enim of Forsemes, that in a non-public Avera, one should not publicize, that's only if it also happens to be a Ben Adam L'Makom. But if it's an Averim of Forsemes, but an Averim of Forsemes, you need to be Mefarsim your Tshuva Barabim, if it's that which Avera She'enim for Semes, we're not Mefarsim, is only when it's an Avera Ben Adam L'Makom. But when it's an Avera for Semes, you need to be Mefarsim Tshuva, even by Avera Ben Adam L'Makom, because the Avera has already been Mesparsim, so you need to be Mesakin what you did by being Mesparsim the Tshuva, and by suffering through that embarrassment. So the two answers may actually work off of each other and are not necessarily being cholik on each other. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudomer, Adam over Avera Pam Rishona Mochlano. A person does an Avera once, he gets Mechila. Shnia Mochlano. Second time he does an Avera, he can get Mechila. Shlishis Mochlano. Third time again, Revius Ein Mochlano. But by the time a person does an Avera fourth time, he's not going to get Mechila anymore. Shnemer, Koamar Hashem, Al Shosha Pishi Yisrael Val Arba Lo Ashivenu. That three times, Klal Yisrael could do an Avera, but the fourth time, Lo Ashivenu. The fourth time, Hashem is not answering anymore. Va'omer, and the Pasuk says, Hein Kalel Yifalel Pam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to work with you two or three times, but beyond that he's not going to be mochel anymore. My Vyomer, why do I need another pasuk? It already said, I already had one pasuk that pretty much made the point clear that by the fourth time Hashem is not going to be mochel. Lest you think that's only when it comes to an aver b'tzibur, aval b'yachid lo, but when it comes to yachid, there's no such limitation. So that's why we need the va'omer. Tashma hein kalele yifalel pam shalashim gaver. So that's how we see that even by an individual, even when it's a gaver, when it's one single individual, still it's going to be something that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be interested on the fourth time. Tan Rabbanan, averus yisvada alein yom kippurim zeh, lo yisvada alein yom kippurim acher. If a person already said vidui on one Yom Kippur for averos, he should not say vidui again the following Yom Kippur for those same averos. V'im shana behen, tzarech lizvados Yom Kippur macher. But if a person repeats the same averos over again, then he certainly does need to be misvada again. V'im lo shana behen, v'chazer v'isvada alein. If a person did not repeat the averos, but chooses to say vidui again for those same averos the following Yom Kippur, Allah v'kasav omer, about him the Pasuk says, ki kelev shavol kiyo ksil shana b'avlaso. That like a dog that goes back to eat its own excrement or its own vomit, so too is the fool who goes back to his own averus over and over again. One already did tshuva, he shouldn't continue to go back to discuss those averus over and over again. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva and Shar Dalid points out that it's really a lack of bitachon if a person continues to do tshuva in the following years. If he really believed that the tshuva process worked and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mochel him, he wouldn't need to continue to do tshuva. But he says it's always appropriate to be mevakish rachamim, to be mespalel for our entire lives for slichos avonos. It's just the particular tshuva process for a specific avera maybe should not be carried out for the same avera over and over again. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov disagrees. He says kol shekein shuma shubach. No, it's even better. Do tshuva again and again the same avera. Shenamer kipishi ani edav v'chatasi negdi samid. I know my pesha. My chatos is negdi samid. It's constantly in front of me, and that's a good thing. Elamani mekayim. So what do we do with the pasuk kelev hashavel kiyo? What's that talking about? If it's not talking about someone who does tshuva again for averus that he already done tshuva for, kider Rav Huna, that teaches us like what Rav Huna taught. Tam Rav Huna kiven shavar adam avar adam avera v'shanaba hutralo. Rav Huna taught us that if a person does an avera and then repeats the avera, it becomes mutter to him. Is that really true? What a neat trick. You can make anything mutter to you just by doing the Avera a second time. No, Ela'ema Nasis Lokater. It means in his attitude, he starts to view it as if it were mutter. He starts to justify in his own mind why it's not such a terrible thing and that it becomes mutter. That's Kikelev HaShavel Kiyo, that it becomes something that's appetizing to the Kelev the second time around. Even though it's ridiculous, it's disgusting, but it becomes appetizing to the Kelev. So how do we paskin? Should a person do tshuva again? Should a person not do tshuva again? So a good number of Rishon, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, the Ritzkeus quoted by the Torah and Siman Tov Resh Zayin, paskin like the Tanakama, that a person should not do tshuva, that it's inappropriate to do tshuva over and over again. However, the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva passes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that one should do tshuva over and over again. The Kesef Mishnah explains, why does he pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Because Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavinaki. It's one of the Kolei Apsak that we always pass in like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because he spoke very little in Shas, but whenever he spoke, it was really good. He made sure that whatever he wanted to say was 100% accurate, so we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that's what it seems is the opinion of the Tur, the Rush, the Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Zayin Sivav. That seems to be the generally accepted opinion. Now the Minchas Chinuch just points out that this is a steer in the Kesef Mishnah, because the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov because Mishnaso Kavinaki. Over here, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in a Brisa in Hilchos Beis Avichira in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches by Pegimas Hamizbeach. The Rambam paskins against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, because the rule of Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinaki is Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavinaki. His appearances in the Mishnayis are Kavinaki. That's when we have to pass like him, but when it's in a Brisa, so we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's a little bit of a stira in the Kesef Mishnah. Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalit, it's a stira in the Kesef Mishnah. Then what about mitzvahs benon l'chavero? This is about mitzvahs benon l'makom. So we pass, can you should continue to do tshuva? Should one continually ask his chaver for mechila for mitzvahs benon l'chavero? So the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Zayin quotes from Prima Gadin that even mitzvahs benon l'chavero, even if he already was mochel, you should always be misvada on them. But if you hurt somebody with words, once he was mochel, you and you were misvada, so you don't have to be misvada a second time. I mean, if you stole from him or you did something like that, so then you should constantly be misvada. But if a person hurt somebody with words, hikn chaver b'dvarim, then you don't. So chiluk between different types of mitzvos bin adam lechavero. The Stechema just points out that we're always misfada alavonos, even that we didn't violate at all, and we do a Pelashon Rabin because Kol Yisrael Arev Mizalazeh. So Al Chet Shechatanu, even if we didn't do the Averis at all, it's always good to say Vidoy, because on some level we're responsible for everybody's Averos as members of Kol Yisrael. Okay, so Vitzarech Lifrot Es HaChet, and a person also has to specify the Avera. Shnemar Anachato Amazeh Chatan, gedola v'yasu lahem elohei zav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says. You see that he specified the aver v'yasu lahem elohei zav. That look what Klal Yisrael did. They made elohei zav. So Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Akiva says, no, ain't sarich. You don't have to be mfari l'chet. We should try to cover up. We don't try to express all the avera that was done. We try not to say it out explicitly. So machlokas rishonim again la halacha how we paskin. The Rambam says la halacha we need to be mefarit the chet. The Meiri says we're not mefarit the chet. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's nachol mefarit, that it's appropriate to be mefarit the chet. So the Shonim says that we're masakin in tefillas yom kippurim al chet shechatan lefanecha through every single type of avera to be choshesh for the shita that you need to be mefarit the chet. So that's why we say al chet shechatanu on every time. So whatever avera we did, we've been mefarit by the time we worked through the al chet. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch though in Siman Tav Reish Zayin that when you say the formula of the al chet, al seder the aleph beis, says it's hard to say that that's called pirut hachet, because pirut hachet is that a person comes to a recognition of what he has done, but you're going through just a formula that it says in the Siddur, I'll say to the Aleph Beis, it's so clearly just a formula, it's so clearly not a personal expression of what an individual has done, so it's very difficult to say that that's called, that the person was actually mefari techet. Wait a second, if a person is not supposed to be mefarit the chet, what about Moshe Rabbeinu identifying dafka, the sin of making Elohei Zahav? That's teaching like Rabbi Yannai. Damar Rabbi Yannai, Amar Moshe l'pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when he identified the Avera as Elohei Zahav, he was blaming HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sin of Klal Yisrael. He was explaining what led to the sin. Ribono Shalom, Kesef Zahav, Shir Beisalem Yisrael, Acham Rudai, Garm Lahem Shiyasu Elohei Zahav. It's the Kesef Zahav that you showered upon them till they didn't know what to do with it anymore. That's what caused them to make Elohei Zahav. Had you not given them all that money, had you not given them all that gold, then they never would have made an Egel. So money can be a very valuable thing. It could be something that could be used for great mitzvahs, or it could be used for great averus. But the person has to be ready for it. If they even recognize they weren't ready for it, Acham Rudai, enough, we can't handle it. And still they had it. Shnei Parnas and Tovim Amdalem Yisrael, there were two great leaders in Klal Yisrael's history, Moshe and David, who each had different attitudes toward whether they wanted their averos to be publicized or not. Moshe Amar Yichtav Surchani. Moshe said, write what I did. He wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write in the Torah where he had gone wrong. Shnemar Yan Lo Amantem Bi Lahakdi Sheni. That the pasuk explicitly says what Moshe Rabbeinu did wrong. That Lo Amantem Bi Lahakdi Sheni, that he lacked emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. As Rashi points out, but Kol Makom Shenichtav Misaso, Sham Nichtav Surchono. Wherever it talks about the Misa of Moshe, it talks about what he had done. Alma nichal mechtavei zimnintuva. Apparently, he wanted it written several times. David Amar al yichtav surchani. Shemar ashi nisui peshuk soy chata. David said, no, don't write what I did wrong. I'd rather keep that quiet. Why would it be that they have two totally different attitudes toward whether it was appropriate to write it down or not to write it down? So it's a mashal l'shtei nashim shalaku bebeizdin. It's like two women who are both getting malchus in Beizdin. Achas kilkala v'achas achla pagishvius. One of them was mekalkal biznus, and the other one just ate pagishvius. So pagishvius are figs that did not yet fully ripen. And normally the halacha is one is allowed to eat peros of shvius, but it's la'achla v'lo lahefsid. Rashi points out you can eat peros of shvius when it's derech achila, but when you're eating these pagei shvius, apparently they're not really nochel. It's just called that you're being mafsid it, so you're not allowed to be mafsid peros of shvius. So Amalan ordered maybe that it wasn't meiser to avoid whatever the issue was, but that it was something minor that the woman had done. Amr lehen osa sha'achla pagei shvius. So the one who had eaten pagei shvius said, "Bevakasha michem, hodiu al mahi loka shelo yomer al masha zuloka zuloka." Everyone sees me and this other lady are being brought out on the same day to get malchus. Let everybody know why I'm getting malchus, so that people shouldn't think that I did what she did. Heviu pagei shvius v'tol b'tzavara. So they brought pagei shvius and they hung it around her neck. And they were announcing, we're giving her Malkus because of a Shvius related issue. So that's something that you would want publicized. But you know, the person who violated these nus certainly doesn't want that publicized. Not going to be interested in having that publicized. The Maritz Chayis points out that someone who's mezana tachas baila, why is she only getting Malkus? She should be getting Misa. And if there was Eidim v'Hasra, so she should get Misa. And if there's no Eidim v'Hasra, there's no Malkus either. So what's going on over here with the Malkus? So he says it could be that this woman got Hasra, but they only gave her Hasra for Malkus, not for Misa. She was Musul the Davar Kal. She did an Aveira Chamura, but she was only Musul the Davar Kal. So they're only giving her the more Kal of the two. Then he quotes from the Megillah Esther on the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam. It says that when it says Hisrubal the Malkus, it's talking about the Ochel's Pagish Shvi, that even though she only violated an assay, so she shouldn't be getting Malkus either, but since Hisrubal the Malkus, so she gets Malkus too. So says Maritz Chayis, what? So that works? Someone only does a mitzvah assay, as long as you give them Hasra for Malkus, you can all of a sudden give him Malkus? So the Achronim say, no, the one who ate Pagei Shvius is clearly Malkus Mardus. It wasn't a real Malkus Daraisa, and probably the one that was Mekalkal business also, they didn't have proper Eidim Vasra to give Malkus Daraisa. So we're talking about Malkus Mardus. They're both getting Malkus Mardus over here. Mefaris Minas HaChanafin Mepnei Chilul Hashem. We're Mefarnes those people who are Rishayim but look like tzaddikim and give off the impression and try to develop the reputation of being tzaddikim, because of Chilul Hashem. We don't want people to think that these people are actually tzaddikim and to learn from how they behave. So because of the terrible Chilul Hashem involved, we let it be known when there's a faker, when there's a charlatan, when there's someone who's pretending to be something he's not. Shenemar, ubeshuv tzaddik mitzidko va'asa avol v'nasati mikshol lefanav. Tshuvas ha-mukhlatin ma'akeves ha-pranas. Tshuva of people who are Rishayim Gemurim can withhold Puranas, can delay the Puranas from happening. That it's not going to happen immediately. Even though ultimately it's still going to happen, that Tshuva could at least delay the Puranas. Shalvas Rishayim Sofa Takala. When a Rasha has a period of relaxation, when he has a period where not much is going on, nothing good is going to come out of that. He's going to have more time to scheme and to plot, to come up with bad things to do. Varashas Mekaveris is Baleha, a position of Rabbanus, of authority, is gonna bury he who has that position. Arum Nichnasla Varim Yetzimimena. He came into it with nothing, goes out with nothing. Ulvaishate Yitzia Kabia. Person should be so lucky that he should leave the Rabbanus on the same spiritual level that he went into the Rabbanus with. It's very difficult for a person to maintain when a person Slavdafka Rabbanus, it means any position of authority, when a person is given kavod, any position of kavod, person should be so lucky to maintain the same spiritual level. Forget about growth. To maintain the same spiritual level that he had when he came in. The Maharal in Chidush HaGadol to Masechta Sota, the Gemara over there in Sota says, why did Yosef die before his brothers? So the Maharal over there explains that what is it about the Rabbanus that's mekatzer a person's life? Because when a person acts in a position of authority over other people, b'derech srara, and he doesn't consider himself part of the klal, so he taka becomes nivdal from the klal. And one of the greatest skulas for zuchus and din, and for to be able to continue to survive, is by attaching oneself to the klal. The more a person separates oneself from the klal, the more he's on his own. He compares it to water. He says you take a little bit of water and you leave it out in the sun and it will disappear. But you leave it in the river and it's not disappearing. It's the river will stay there for a lot longer. Person stays with the tzibur, so he has a much better chance of lasting a long time versus a person who separates himself from the tzibur. Okay, that's what the Gemara says, that a person should always make himself indispensable to the tzibur, and that way it's an eitzah to be mezake biyom hadin. So a person halavai shtei yitzir could be a rav kevanafik lemeidan dina. When rav would go and judge a case, Amar Hachi, he would say the following passage to himself. He's going to his own death on his own will. He's willingly walking to his own death. And he's not doing the will of the people in his household. And he's coming back empty-handed, hopefully. If a judge comes back to his house after judging a case with pockets full of money, then something's wrong. He should be coming back empty-handed. He shouldn't take any bribes. Halavai, I should come back the same way I left. Rava, ki have enough of Medina, Amar Hachi, he would say the following, but Savi Nafshi Liktala, again, on his own willingness, he's walking to his death. Vitzavu Beisil Lesu Avad, he's not doing the will of the people of his household. Vareikon the Beisil Azil, and he's going to go back empty-handed. Levai Shetei Bia Ki Yitzia, at the very least, he should come back the same way he went out. V'chiavi Chazi Ambua Abasrei, and when he would see the large groups of people following him, meaning because he was such a respected person, so people would follow him in the streets. Amar, he would say, "Im yala l'shamayim sio." If his eminence goes all the way up to the shemayim, v'rosh ala av yagia, and his head reaches the clouds, ki galol l'netzach yevad, he should be destroyed forever like dung. Roav yomru ayo, and those who see him will say, "Where is he?" Meaning he was trying to instill in himself a sense of anivus that he's not going to be there forever and he doesn't really deserve all this kavod. As he's receiving the kavod, he's trying to mentally ignore the kavod, or mentally show that that's not really a proper reflection of what he really deserves and what he really is. That's what Rashi says. He says all this shalot tazuach daito alav, that he shouldn't let the gaiva get to his head. And in Tos Yom Kippurim, he points out that the reason is because the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, dafka many of these statements were said when a person was going to judge in din. The Gemara Pesachim of Samuch Vav says that when Kolam is Yaher, Im Chacham Hu Chachmasu Misalekas Mimenu, that anyone who's Misyaher, if he has anyone who acts with Gaiva, even if he is a chacham, his chachma will leave him. So if you want to retain that level of chachma, it's critical to retain that level of anivus as well. Gaiva has undone many otherwise great people. Rav Zutra ki ava makasvi le b'shabata derigla, when Rav Zutra was being carried on the shoulders of people on the Shabbos of the Regel. The Shabbos of the Regel was when they would be doresh, the halachas of the Regel. So that's when they needed the rabbi to darshan. They would carry him because he had trouble walking. They would, and it was also b'darach kavod. They would carry him on a chair, have a amar, so he would say to himself, "Ki lo li olam chosen, power is not forever. V'imneza l'dor v'dor, and the crown is only from generation to generation. It's not always going to last. Se'es panei rasha lo tov, to show favor to a rasha is not good. Lo tov lem l'rashayim, shenosim lahem panim ba'olam hazeh. What does that pasuk mean? That it's not good for rashayim to show them to be good to them in this world. Lo tov lo la'achav, shenosim lo panim. That it wasn't good for Achav, it's not good for Russia. Lahatus tzaddik b'mishpat, tov lehem tzaddikim, sheinosn lehem panim b'olam hazeh. It's good for tzaddikim that they are not given favoritism in this world. Tov lo l'moshe shelonosn lo panim b'olam hazeh. It was good for Moshe that lonosn lo panim b'olam hazeh, that he wasn't shown favoritism in this world. Shenemar yan lo amanta bilak disheni, ha'ilu amantam bi adayin lo igiyaz manam lipater min ha'olam. But if Hamantan be, if you would have shown that level of emuna, then these man would not have come to be niftar min olam. Then he would not have his demise would not have come when it came. Ashreim l'tzadikim lo dayin shein zochin ela shemizakan l'bneim l'bnei bneim atzov kaladoros. Tzadikim are so fortunate that not only do they benefit, but even their children and the children's children throughout all generations. Shekama banim hayu lo la'aron shiruim l'saref kinadav aviyu. Aaron must have had lots of other kids that deserved to be burnt like Nadav and Avihu were. Shenemar hanosarim ela sha'amad lehem z'chus aviyem. But he had remaining children, but the z'chus of Aaron is what stopped that from happening. It was only in the z'chus of the tzaddik that the children were saved. So you see that the z'chus of a tzaddik will have an impact on Dori Doros of his family. The Achronim just asked the Kasha, wait a second, in Parshas Zekev it says, Uba Aaron is son of Hashem ma'od lahashmido, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got very angry at Aaron to destroy him, and Rashi says, Zek kilui banim, what's lahashmido? It's in killing his children, and it's just the tefillah that helped from Mechza, that Aaron shouldn't have been completely wiped out from his children. So you see that the onus of Bnei Aaron was based on what Aaron had done as a result of the Egel. That's the context of the pasuk. That the kilui banim that he deserved was because of Aaron's avera. It wasn't because he was a tzaddik that saved them from kilui. It was because of his avera that cost it to them in the first place. And it was just the tefillah of Moshe that was matzil. So had it not been for that, Aaron's avera would have wiped out all of his kids. So in the Sefer Ein Yitzchak, he says the limud over here is really just from one word. It's not from the whole event of Bnei Aaron. It's from the word hanosarim. Nosar in general is not the appropriate word to use. The remaining ahanisharim, those who were left over. What's a nosarim? Nosar generally is that something of lesser quality. It's something that's on a lower level. Hanosar be'ish tisrofu, when we refer to nosar in the Beis HaMikdash, it's the leftover which is no longer usable, which is no longer able to be eaten as part of the karban. So the hanosarim of Bnei Aaron tells us that these were not the children that were on the highest level. So you see that they deserve kliya just as much, if not more, than their brothers did, and nevertheless they were spared. And by Rishayim it works in the opposite. Not only are they Mechayiv themselves, but they're Mechayiv their children till Sof Kaladoros. Harbe Banim Hayilo L'Kanan. For example, Kanan had many children, Shiruyin Lismach Kitavi Abdu Shal Ram Gamliel, who deserved Smicha like Tavi, the Eved of Ram Gamliel. Ela Shechovas Aviyam Garmalahen, but because he came from Kanan, none of them got the Smicha that Tavi got. The Tavi never got smicha. He died as an Eved. The Mishnah says in Maseches Brachos that Kshemes Tavi Avdo, Ram Gamliel was struggling when Mes Tavi Avdo. So you see that he was an Eved still at the time that he died. In Sukkah also we have Tavi Avdo hanging out, sleeping under the bed in the Sukkah. And Ram Gamliel showing off, look what a Talmud Chacham, my servant, is saying. He knows that an Eved is potter from Sukkah, so that's why he stays under the bed, where you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Sukkah anyway. He's under the bed, but it seemed like he was an Eved the whole time. Pashas, what it means is smicha. It's not smicha, but it means that we have two mishnayos talking about what a special guy he was. You don't have that for most avadim kananim. So that's the smicha. There's no greater smicha than that the mishnayos relate what a special person he was and what a Talmud Chacham he was. But lav davka that he got real smicha. Kol mezakas harab me'in ched ba'al yado. If a person is mezakah the rabbin, so an avera is not going to come through his hands. And if a person in the Chas Shalom, the reverse, is machti the rabbin, causes the rabbin to do sins, so he's not going to be able to do tshuva. That's one of the items on the list for which one cannot do tshuva, because there's no way to track down the avera. The avera just continues to grow as more and more people do it, and you have no way of stopping all those people. Why is it that when one is mezaka the rabbin, chet cannot be baal yado? So kedesh lo yehu beganim. Because it would be unfair for the person who caused everybody to do mitzvos to be in Gehenim, where all the Talmidim, all the people who benefited from his actions, are in Gan Eden. So that wouldn't be fair. Tosos Shanim asked, how could it be that Acher went Letarbus Ra if he taught Torah to Rabbi Meir? Wasn't he Mezakah the Rabbim? And I thought I'll call him Mezakah the Rabbim, Inched Baal Yado. So he says that he was bad even before that, because Sifrei Minin Noshun Mechiko. He already was reading Sifrei Minin beforehand, it just hadn't expressed itself fully, but he was never fully a tzaddik. He would have been a new chet baal yado, but this was an old chet that just grew and grew and grew and just started expressing itself in different ways. So Yom Kippurim explains that no, mezakas a rabbin means Kol Yisrael. He taught a mayor. He taught a yachid. That's not necessarily mezakas a rabbin of what one does with one individual. And also, the Achronim point out, Ein chet ba'al yado doesn't mean that he's never ever going to do an avera. A person still is bechir chafshis. A person could still choose to go in the wrong path. Ein chet ba'al yado is along the lines of what we believe that Chazal tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us b'darach shadam rotza leilich malichin oso, that when a person wants to do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him mitzvah opportunities. When a person wants to do averas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him avera opportunities. I know people who are very involved in kiruv, and they see kiruv opportunities all over the place. On a plane, they're sitting next to somebody, that all over the place. I'm not so involved in kiruv. I'm never sitting next to anyone on a plane who needs kiruv. They're just sleeping. Which, God, I don't mind. But when you're looking for certain opportunities, so those opportunities will continually present themselves. Kilotas of nafshi l'shal lo sitin chasidecha l'roshachas. V'kolamachtias harabim. Yes, that's the pasuk that it can't be that the guy's going to be in Gehenna while all of his talmidim are in Gan Eden. V'kolamachtias harabim min maspikim b'yadal asas tshuva. And someone who's machtias harabim can't do tshuva. Again, along the same lines, doesn't mean he can't do tshuva. He still has the bechira to do tshuva. He's just not going to be able to track down all of the people that he caused to sin. But the svara that the Gemara gives, Shlai Hubi Gan Eden v'Talmida b'Gehenim. We know on him to be in Gan Eden and his Talmidim to be in Gehenim. Shnemar Adam Ashuk B'Dam Nefesh. A person is guilty of bloodshed. Ad Bar Yonus, he could flee to a bar. Al Yitmuchubo, and don't support him wherever he goes. Homer Echta V'Ashuk V'Echta V'Ashuk. A person says, I'll sin, I'll do tshuva, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva. So we say, I'm not speaking to me, I'll do tshuva. The Mishnah says it doesn't work to keep on saying Echta V'Ashuk. So Lamelin Memer Echta V'Ashuk V'Echta V'Ashuk Trezimni. Why does the Mishnah have to say it twice that he keeps on saying I'm going to sin and I'm going to do tshuva? Kedrafuna Merav, Tamarafuna Merav, Kibin Shavar Adam Aver, V'Shanaba, Hutralo. It's exactly what we learned before, that a person does an Aver multiple times, it becomes Mutter. Hutralo Salkadaituch becomes Mutter? No way. El Nasas Loketer, it becomes like it's Mutter in his own eyes. Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper and Yom Kippur Mechaper. A person says, I'll sin and Yom Kippur will take care of me. Yom Kippur does not take care of him. Lema Masnisan Delok Rabbi. This seems to be against the sheet of Rabbi that we learned yesterday. Titanya Rabbi Yomar Al Kalaver Shabbatar Ben Asa Chuba Ben Asa Chuba Yom Kippur Mechaper. Doesn't Rabbi say that Yom Kippur is Mechaper automatically? So why shouldn't it work for a person who says that I'm going to do an Aveira and Yom Kippur will be Mechaper for me? I feel Tim Rabbi Agav Shaini. Now, even Rabbi would agree that if you did the Aveira originally thinking that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for you, then it's definitely not going to work. Averish v'lam l'makom v'chulei. Rami l'Rav Yosef bar Chavu l'Rabbi Avahu. Averish v'lam l'chaveru ein yom kippur mechaper. Averish v'lam shebein adam l'chaveru yom kippur does not work for, is not mechaper. V'aksiv v'im yechti ish li'ish ufilo elkim. Doesn't it say if a man sins to another man, Hashem accepts his appeasement? So man Elohim dayano. He said, no, Elohim over here means it means a dayan. It doesn't mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I hachi yema seifa. But if that's the way to read the pasuk, then how do you read the end of the pasuk? V'im la Hashem yechta. And if he sinned to Hashem, ish mi yispalalo. Who's gonna v'im la Hashem yechta? Ish mi yispalalo. Who are you gonna dive into? Sahachi karma. Who's gonna appease him? Who's gonna forgive him? Sahachi karma. That can't be talking about a judge. Sahachi karma. This is what we're talking about. Im yechta ish li ishu filo. If a person sin to another man and he appeases him, Elokim Yimchalo, then Hashem will forgive him. Meaning, if you appease the other person, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you for the Avera. V'im LaHashem Yechta Ish Miyispal Ba'ado Tshuva Maisim Tovim. But if he sinned to Hashem, what's going to appease him? Only Tshuva and Maisim Tovim will be able to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's just laying out what we already know about the difference between Ben Adam L'Chaveru and Ben Adam L'Makom. Ben Adam L'Chaveru, person needs to be Meratzes Chaveru, and then the Chiddush over here is, and then he still needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mochel him. You need to be Meratzes Chaveru, but then you still need to do Tshuva and get kapar from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person does something Ben Adam L'Makom, Tshuva Maisim Tovim is what's going to do it for him. Amar Bitzcha, Kalamaknes is Chaveru Afilu B'Dvarim Tzorach L'Faiso. Anyone who insults his friend, even with words, he has to be mfaisim shnemer bni imirafta l'reecha tokata l'zor kapecha nokashu bi imrepicha asei zoseifu bni vihinatzel kibasa b'kaf reecha leichus shrapes rav reecha. That even if a person was bi imrepicha, even if he only did an avera with his mouth, with what he said, still he has to go and appease his friend. Imamun yesh b'yadcha hater lo pisas yad. If you have his money, give it back. V'im lav, hir b'lav reim. And if it's not that you have his money, then be friendly with him. Make sure that he forgives you. Amar Rav Chista, v'tzarech l'faisu b'shol shuru shol shlosh b'nei adam. You need to continue to be mefayis him in front of three groups of three people. Shneimar, yashra l'anashim v'yomar chatasi, v'yashra avesi, v'lo shavali. Each phrase is another time that you go in front of three people to be mefayis. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, kolam vakish matu mechaveru, al yivakish menu, yoser mishalosh pa'amim. When you're mevakish mechila, you should not do it more than three times. Shenemar pasuk says, ana sana va'ata sana. So it's ana sana va'ata sana. So you have over and over again the word na. So we see that you should not be mevakish more than three times. Mashai asks, well, how do you see from here that you can't do more than three times? Maybe Yosef was just willing to forgive his brothers after three times. But had he not been willing to forgive them, they would have continued to ask. Marsha says, no, he forgave them the first time. The fact that it says the word na three times, even though he forgave them the first time, is just to indicate to us that bakasha should be done three three times if someone is not willing to forgive you. But it's clearly not just a maisa shahaya kachaya that it happened to have been that it took three times. V'meis mevi asar b'nei adam, and if the person is dead, halacha l'maisa, we pass on this Shulchan Aruch. If the person that was wronged is no longer alive, you bring 10 people, ma'amidon al kever, and you stand by the kever, v'omer chatasi l'Hashem elokei Yisrael l'ploni shechavalti bo, and you say, I have sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unto this person. Rabbi Yirmi havalei milsa l'Rabbi Abba ba'adei, Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Abba got into a dispute, azaleis v'adashad Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Yirmi stood by the door of Rabbi Abba, v'hadi d'shadya amasei maya, when his maid was throwing out the waste, matas arzifei d'maya aresha, it hit him right in the head. So Amar asu'uni ka'ashba, he said, I've become like an ashba. It's like the story of Haman, that you know, that all the garbage gets dumped out in his head. Kara anafshei may ashpos yar mevion. So he said about himself, may ashpos yar mevion. The evion should be lifted up from the ashpa. Shomer Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba heard what happened. That Rabbi Yirmi was standing right outside the door, and what had happened to him outside of his house. But nafag laape. So he went out to greet him. Amalei hashta tzurichna lemepak adaitech. He said, now I need to appease you. I need to ask you for mechila. Tichsev leiches rapis rav reyecha. So even though you came to ask me for mechila, now the tables are turned, and I need to ask you for mechila. And that way they were moch. Each other. That's what happens when you have two people like Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Abba, but it doesn't always work out that way, as we're about to see from the next stories that Be'ez Hashem we will get to tomorrow. Oh, yeah.